Farah, if you had one celebrity,
okay,
you know, you saw that celebrity on a campaign, and that campaign makes you buy everything, who would that celebrity be?
Well, not trying to create drama, not trying to create drama at all. Selena Gomez and Hailey Bieber.
Ooh.
I'm not trying to create drama, but I
see what you did right there.
No, actually, I would for sure. I love Selena Gomez's products, and I love as well Hailey Bieber's products, but I'm not trying to create drama, you guys. And I think honestly, like both of them really, I would say, have a great influence on this generation, specifically Hailey Bieber. Hailey Bieber is the new hit girl, so.
That's true. That's true.
I mean.
For me personally, if I saw Beyonce or Justin Bieber, I would be extremely excited. Or Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez.
Oh my God. Okay,
that will catch my attention.
That is drama. So you are in it for the drama. Like this is like, would I would say this would cause a lot of drama. But of course, speaking of that, I don't know. I feel like Justin. Sure, why not? But I don't know, for me, it's like Kaylee and Selena. Anyways, you guys, speaking of that, she asked me this question because Adidas apologized and drops Bella Hadid from campaign amid Israel backlash. Let me give you a bit of detail. So in a controversial move, Adidas has pulled images of supermodel Bella Hadid from its latest ad campaign after facing backlash from Israel. So what happened is that 11 Israelis passed away, and of course Israelis protested against that, and Adidas was like, sorry, let me take Bella Hadid out of the campaign, because Bella Hadid, we know she is very pro-Palestine. What do you think of that?
Yes, now if we're taking a look at the story, essentially what happened is with the launch of these SL72 shoes that were launched in the Munich Olympics, Israel responded to the campaign saying on Twitter, I'll just show you guys, Adidas recently launched a new campaign for their shoes to highlight the 1972 Munich Olympics. 11 Israelis were murdered by Palestinian terrorists during the Munich Olympics. Guess who the face of their campaign is? Bella Hadid, a half-Palestinian model who has a history of spreading anti-Semitism and calling for violence against Israelis and Jews. She and her father frequently promote blood libels and anti-Semitic conspiracies against Jews. Adidas, any comment? And now in response to this, Adidas has dropped Bella Hadid, the famous model, from their campaign.
That's true, and they even responded saying they emphasized the campaign's intent to unite a broad range of partners and apologized for any distress caused. They said, we are conscious that connections have been made to tragic historical events, though these are completely unintentional, and we apologize for any upset or distress caused. And as a result, we are revising the remainder of the campaign. The statement read without detailing the specific changes. Now, I think honestly that we all know that Bella Hadid is extremely pro-Palestine, and she did not mind losing campaigns. She lost campaigns with Dior, if you recall that, and of course, you know, with the would say with the boycott happening, brands are very kind of like, you know, like getting affected by the Palestinian genocide that's going on. However, I don't think this is a good move for Adidas, because they will be losing a lot of money, and people will be boycotting Adidas even more. Bella Hadid being their face of the campaign really was a good marketing move, but then with the Israelis killed and them maybe giving the responsibility to Bella Hadid in a way with what's happening, it's very sensitive. So it's not a good business choice at all.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. Mm-hmm. I believe that for a brand to be successful, they have to be politically neutral. And in this case, do you think they chose a side?
I think that the genocide the situation in Gaza has been ongoing since 1947, right? And people were very quiet about it. However, Bella Hadid, as well, we know her. She stands by the, we know her political word, that she stands politically, and she clearly stands with her people of Palestine, people of Gaza, of course. And she lost, as we said earlier, the campaign with Dior. However, I think When Bella Hadid was actually put as the face of Adidas, it was really good. I remember, like, you know, she was like very happy. She posted on her Instagram how surreal the moment is for her when her image is on the billboards in New York, and she was happy. And then when that happened and how they pulled her back from it, I think it's like they're gonna be like they are on the new boycott list.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you, and especially with the fact that Bella Hadid, she is the face for Gen Z. Gen Z, we love Bella Hadid. I love Bella Hadid.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And them pulling her out of that campaign,
it's not a good look.
They might have obtained the approval of Israel, but they have lost the approval of many in the public. And we see this in the stock. The stock has dropped for Adidas in the past few days.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. Because you know what? As you said earlier, you asked me the question of like, who is someone that if, let's say they are the face of a brand, I would get all of the things from. And Bella Hadid is one of them. Like, yes, I said Hailey Bieber and Selena Gomez. But as well, this includes Bella Hadid, Kendall Jenner, and, you know, the faces that are, I would say, very prominent this era, let me say. And even because, like, we have reached a point where because of the genocide, people are as well boycotting and unfollowing celebrities, right?
Yeah.
And in that case, because this has happened, the Gen Z is not going to be, I would say, very kind to Adidas.
Yeah, I agree with you. And, you know, from a business perspective, we have to take a look at Adidas's timeline over this year. Mm-hmm. You know, they've launched the Sam.
Again, like, see, this is all a very tricky situation. You know, I feel like as well fashion is as well politics. However, if Adidas would want to, let's say, get back on track after this move of, let's say, letting go of Bella Hadid, maybe they should just, like, issue an apology that is very neutral. That would be, I would say, like, fine. Like, it's honestly, it's still bad, but it wouldn't be as bad as, like, letting Bella Hadid go, because letting Bella Hadid go, and she is the voice of, as you said, a lot of Gen Z specifically right now during the genocide. A lot of people are praising her for how she stands with Palestinians and how she does not really, I would say, I don't want to say care, but how she does not really pay attention to brands who want to work with her. In her opinion and in her mind, it's like, fine, if you don't want to work with me because I stand with Palestine, then don't work with me. Well, let's now just like jump to our next story. You know, speaking of influence, Dubai invests $300 million in public transport, and it's going to be upgraded with 636 new buses. So Dubai is implementing 1.1 billion dirhams to expand its public transport system by adding, as we said, 636 new buses, including electric models, with the goal of reducing traffic congestion and enhancing environmental sustainability. We have heard, and we've talked, you and I, about the UAE's vision for 2030 and how sustainability and environmental friendly, I would say, cars, buses, and transport is a part of it. And the fact that they are investing all of this in line with the 2030 vision, and as well in line with the fact that a lot of people and the population is increasing in Dubai, I would say it's a very smart move.
I agree with you. And in Dubai, you know, you tackle public transport, you tackle the heat.
True.
You know, that's how it goes. You know, we do not live in a walkable city.
Oh, yes.
You know, the country is not a walkable city.
Not
they do
yet.
Not say that they are.
Not
yes.
yet. Let's just hope. Because remember, I think, you know, it was on the Love in Dubai show. We mentioned that with Casey that it might be well. Hope.
They do have a vision for a 20-minute walkable city goal.
I mean, like, as you said, you know, Dubai is still not a walking city. And transport is, specifically public transport, is used by so many people. And as well, a lot of, I would say, tourists do come to Dubai, and they do, like, just like for the experience and for the fun, they use the metro, they use the buses. And this initiative, just like I would say, is very, it supports the UAE's vision for 2030 that we have been seeing happening. So what are you hoping actually for 2030? Because we keep on hearing, like, all the time, like, oh, 2030. What's with the number?
I really hope that, you know, everybody in every area in the UAE has access to public transport, because in the area that I used to live in for a while, we didn't have the RTA buses, and it was very hard to get around to places, especially when you're really young, you don't have a driver's license, you can't drive. So I really hope that by that time, everybody has access to some kind of public transport.
Yes, I do agree with you because like you, as you mentioned, you know, you didn't have public transport, but now you do. So you guys, we never know. But I want to jump to a next story. Do you know what's been happening with Palazzo Versace?
Yes.
God, you guys, it's business drama. So what's happening, I'll just like briefly go through it and then we can talk about it. So Palazzo Versace Dubai lists for $380 million amid owner's apparent financial shift. They're saying that he's been having financial issues. However, he denied those allegations and he said that all of these are misleading. So following these allegations that Palazzo Versace is implicated in the financial difficulties of its owner, Emirates Palazzo Versace, Munder Darwish, manager director of Palazzo Versace Dubai and chairman of Palazzo Hospitality, has issued a strong denial. He said, and he emphasized that the hotel's performance is not the reason for its $380 million auction. What do you think of that?
Look, this is a trophy asset over here. But however, I do look at it from a different perspective. You know, the auctioning of the hotel, it might necessarily mean something better for the UAE.
I mean, the financial issue, you know, of course, it has led to the slowdown of in construction and sales in the Palazzo Versace, with so many properties being returned in the market at discounted prices. The completion of the project has also been delayed to 12 to 14 months from being finished. Which I don't know. I don't know. He has denied the fact that, you know, it is not doing well. In his idea, it's like, oh, it's doing well. But we've talked about this before, and I think, honestly, maybe like if it's not doing well, maybe if he would want to reconstruct it, he should maybe reconstruct it somewhere else. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because like maybe the, I don't know, have you been to the Palazzo Versace?
No, have you?
Yes. And honestly, I think it's near Al Jaddaf area. And maybe the fact that it's located there plays a huge role in its sales not doing as well as they would expect. Because like if you would want to go to a hotel and have like a, I don't know, you know, just like a getaway or like somewhere away from the city, would you want to go somewhere in the city? In Al Jaddaf area, which is very close to Gerhoud. You know what I mean? So that's the thing, you know, like, as I said, you know, like the financial issues surrounding Palazzo Versace led to slowdown in construction and sales. And of course, this is, I mean, it has been expected. However, he is denying it. He is denying the fact that Palazzo Versace is actually not doing well.
You know, Farah, perhaps, you know, he's denying it because they're selling the hotel, they're auctioning it off, not necessarily just to address their liquidity concerns, but to actually shift their financial strategy and do was done with Atlantis in 2012.
Yeah, but could be. But then, like, fine. However, like, but why would reports indicate that the apartment prices have been cut or reduced to by 50%? You know, like, what is, like, this number, this from, like, 100, like I said, from, like, instead of, like, you paying, like, let's say 100 dirhams, you're paying, like, what, 50? For example, of course, you're not going to be paying 100 dirhams, but you're going to be paying more, but it's reduced by 50%.
Look, in this in this case, I believe, you know, all businesses, they have their shortfalls, you know, especially since the fact that it's the summer, people are traveling right now. So, of course, they wouldn't be that busy. But in this specific case, I believe, you know, them selling it actually might make the hotel more famous in the UAE. For example, in 2012... the investment corporation of Dubai actually acquired a stake in Atlantis the Palm. And this acquisition was a part of ICD's strategy to invest in high value strategic assets within Dubai to bolster the Emirates' tourism and economic development. And by them acquiring a stake in Atlantis, what they did is that they ensured that Atlantis, you know, indefinitely would continue to be a hot spot for tourists. So perhaps they're selling it off so somebody else could acquire a stake and have more control in how the hotel is being run.
No, I do agree with you. I feel like if someone else comes and runs the business, maybe they would do it in a better way. It's still going to be, you know, the Palazzo Versace. However, maybe they would, like, figure out the what is causing its fallout, or what can be done better, or what's a better business model for the, because it's a beautiful hotel. I've been to it and it's very fancy, it's a beautiful, you know, but again, like the fact maybe its location, I don't know, I'm just like assuming, I'm not a business, I'm not going to be going and acquiring it, of course, but you know, maybe it's like a lot of things that maybe the chairman is not really seeing, or the things are not visible to him. Because sometimes, you know, like in business, when you are doing your business and it's clearly not doing well, you tend to get, like I'd say, blinded by the mistakes that you have done or that you need to change, you know?
Yeah. Mm.
Well, you guys, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me today.
And thank you guys for tuning in. Don't forget, we do go in podcast form. And as well, subscribe to our newsletter if you haven't yet, and we will see you tomorrow, same time, same place.
Bye-bye. Thank you.